You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Don't you know? B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. Right now, though, we're going northeast up to Philadelphia to talk to our friend, Mr. Dave Zangaro. Dave covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philly. You can give him a follow at DZangaro, NBCS. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Davey Z, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We are good, man. We are good. It's been, when the schedule came out, it was like, oh, man, we're going to get these two Commanders Eagles games in the last 3 weeks. It's going to decide the division. Sure enough, that is not the case. Washington is long since eliminated from playoff contention. The Eagles don't really have a competitor for the division. It's only a matter of time for them, I would say. And yet, I'm not sure how to describe Philly's season. Where is this team right now?
Yeah, it's been a weird year. But you're right, first off, about the schedule. And we talked about it in the summer. We were like, man, I wish one of these games at least was early in the season, because there's a decent chance that these two backloaded games don't mean anything. Imagine one of these games in like week three. It would have been a lot of fun, but we don't get that. In Philly, it's been a weird season. They are, they're probably going to win the division. I mean, like 99% chance to win the division with 3 weeks left, but that doesn't really tell the story of the season. It's been kind of a little bit of a roller coaster. They have not played up to expectation. They just obviously got back on the winning track with the win over the Raiders, but three straight losses before that. The offense has kind of been a mess for most of the year. The defense has been slowly rounding in the form, but I think it's probably safe to say there's been like a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. And you come into a season in this city with expectations as high as they are. They're tough to live up to. And, for most of the season, this team has not lived up to those expectations.
The game against Chicago, they ran the ball very effectively against them. What's been that problem? The teams are, like last year, people couldn't run. And now this year, people are saying, oh, we can.
Well, I mean, honestly, that was one game, and they were awful in that game against the run. It was kind of a shockingly bad performance, and I honestly give a ton of credit to Ben Johnson for that game plan. They were just really mixing and matching that run game, using misdirection. The Eagles just, they couldn't catch up to what the Bears were doing in that game. Aside from that, I mean, to me, this is a championship defense. They've shown that in just about every game. Other than that, they have been pretty good against the run. And it's kind of crazy because we talked in the offseason about, they lost some really talented players. They lost Milton Williams. They lost Josh Sweat, Darius Slay, like all these guys who were big-time contributors. But this defense is really good again. And they've gotten high-level play from the linebacker position. They've gotten great play from the secondary in a few places. And the defensive line is starting to round into form. So, honestly, that was like one bad game. For the most part, the defense has carried this team this year. And that's not what we expected, right? Like, you look at the construction of their roster. They had the highest paid offense in the NFL, and that side of the football has really not lived up to it this year.
Yeah, I thought watching that Monday nighter against the Chargers a couple weeks ago, the defense was phenomenal in that game. Herbert just made some outrageous plays, but when your quarterback turns it over five times, I know you are on the beat, so you were there every day. Did Sirianni really get asked if he was thinking about benching Hurts and going to Tanner McKee?
Not by anyone who covers the team regularly. That was a question on his weekly radio appearance. But
okay,
yeah, I don't. It was never a serious topic in the city.
On his radio show. That's still pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it was something they were never going to do, and Jalen hadn't been playing well. He has a role in their offensive struggles, but let's get real. I mean, he was a Super Bowl MVP like 9 months ago. They're not going to bench him for a guy who has looked good in limited sample size, but clearly not going to make that move. Jalen has to be better than he played in that stretch, but I don't even think he's the number one culprit when we're talking about, why has this offense not performed to expectation?
So, who is then? Like, because Hurts has been bad for a month. He was pretty good against the Raiders, but the Raiders are god-awful. What is going on offensively for Philly?
Yeah, it's kind of the game we've been playing in the city all year. Like, how do you divvy up the blame for what's gone wrong? And, the face of it has been Kevin Petullo, who's their offensive coordinator, an internal promotion. And I think that's natural because, they bring back 10 of 11 starters from last year. They have the same quarterback. They have the same head coach. Well, what changed? It was the offensive coordinator. It must be his fault. I don't think it's that simple. A lot of the issues we've seen structurally with this offense have popped up before, and I think it kind of, for me, it boils down to this. We know that the Eagles have had a pretty simple offensive scheme the entire time Nick Sirianni's here, and that works when everything is working well and when your offensive line is healthy and when you can lean on the run game. It does not work when your offensive line is banged up, when you don't have the push up front, and when you're not able to cover up some of the deficiencies in that. So I think both things can be true here, and it's tough to talk about that kind of stuff with nuance, especially in this city. It becomes a little difficult, but I think there have been multiple factors for their offense not playing well. For me, it honestly starts with the health of the offensive line and not being elite there, because so much of their success in recent years has been predicated on just having this elite offensive line you can lean on. And then last year, it hit its peak with that offensive line and Saquon Barkley. They were pretty much unstoppable as a rushing offense, and that clearly has not been the case this year.
Like, I mentioned that to JP last year when Saquon was coming out. Like, I look, man, I say, everybody's worried about the fantasy football. I say, go with Saquon. He's going to be running behind that offensive line. Now, this year, I don't know if it was you, Dave, that might have mentioned it. Like you say, people talk about running backs after having that year of over 300 and something carries, how they drop off. Well, hell, the offensive line, they had to block for him in all those carries, too. So they may have a little bit that affects them.
Absolutely. It's a great point, and it's something that we probably didn't give enough thought to going into the year. I mean, Saquon didn't get touched that much last year. I mean, these giant holes to run through. The offensive line kind of took the brunt of it all, and up front, those guys, they've been playing this year, specifically speaking about their center, Cam Jurgens, and left guard, Landon Dickerson, but man, they've been banged up. They're playing through injuries all year. Clearly, I mean, those were two Pro Bowlers last year. They're not playing to that level. Lane Johnson has missed the last four games with a foot injury. So all of a sudden, like, you're without three Pro Bowlers on the offensive line. Yeah, it's going to look different. And, I think Saquon, could he play better? Like, yeah, absolutely. But I think some people are looking at the numbers and going, man, Saquon must have fallen off after that season last year. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that, you know, he's still physically, if not the same player, pretty close to that. It's just the opportunity hasn't been there.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Dave at D Zangaro NBCS. It's funny what you said about Saquon, right? Like, through 14 games, he's got 940 yards, 6 touchdowns, another 270 through the air. So through 14 games, he's accounted for 1,200 yards from scrimmage with 8 touchdowns. That's good. But in the
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
World we live in where everyone is so addicted to putting names on everything, Saquon gets hit with regression. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And like, technically he's regressed because last year he had an all-time great NFL season, but it doesn't mean that like he's bad now, but everybody just wants to slap titles on everything and give it like a catchy moniker for Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just kind of, I get it though. It's natural. You see the numbers, and you just put them up side by side, and you go, "Oh man, what happened to this guy?" And sometimes that's all the context you have when you're looking at, you know, historical seasons, right? You look back and you say, "Oh man, you know, that guy rushed for 2,000 yards in whatever 98, and then the next year he fell off." Talking about like Terrell Davis or whoever, but like we can watch it with our eyes this year, right? And Saquon, when he has the opportunity. To me, he still looks like the same guy. And you look at like the GPS numbers, like miles per hour on some of his big runs. Like he's still physically, to me, that same guy. Now, he is dealing with a little injury this week. He has a stinger, so we'll see if that affects him or if he's able to play. But for the most part, I think he's been fairly healthy, and the holes just aren't opening for him.
Yeah. Looking at the game this week, actually, I want to do one more specific Eagles thing. I don't know that I've ever spoken to A.J. Brown. I know I've been around him. I don't believe I've ever talked to him. You know him. You've covered him for years now. He seems like an enigma of a person. Certainly a lot of receivers are. Hard Knocks has been interesting for me with A.J. Brown. They showed him rolling up to the game in an Accord this past week. And, like, I applaud financial conservatism for a star receiver. My guess is he also has other cars, but that day he felt like driving the Accord.
His wife ain't driving around no Accord.
I don't know that. I'll let Dave answer that. And then he also gave that kid.
That's not the. they was snowing out. That's his snow car.
That was like. So I saw people on the internet were like, "Oh my gosh, AJ Brown, what a role model." I'm like, dude, there's probably an AMG in the garage. You didn't feel like getting salt on the tires.
Why is it if you buy an AMG, you can't be a role model?
Right.
I mean, people get on my nerve with that stupid crap, man.
But There was also the scene last night in the game where he's giving that little boy what I thought was a cup of hot chocolate because the game is freezing. Like, who is A.J. Brown?
Enigma is a good word for him. He's a tough guy to figure out. I think he's often pretty misunderstood. It's funny because early in his career here, he cared about that. I think he wanted people to understand him better. He doesn't care anymore, which I think is probably a little freeing for him, because he gets labeled as a diva or this or that. He wants the football. Like, of course he does. He considers himself one of the best receivers in the league, and he was quieter last year. There were a few grumbles when the passing offense wasn't performing well, but I think it comes from the right place with him. You know, when he sees the offense struggling and he thinks he can help, he wants the ball, and I think that's pretty natural. He's a little more outspoken publicly about it than, a Devontae Smith, who, if you talk to players in that locker room, it's very funny because Devontae, like, can do no wrong in the city of Philadelphia. You talk to people in that building about who's loud and who wants the football. I mean, Devontae wants the ball, too. He just goes about it in a different way that helps his public persona. AJ has more trouble, like, hiding his emotions and that sort of thing. So, and his body language isn't always great. But I ultimately think it comes from the right place. You know, he wants the offense to operate at a higher level. And he's talked before, like, if there's something he thinks needs to be said, he'll say it. He's not scared to do it. And it's kind of his cross to bear at times. And it can get ugly in the city because people don't want to hear you complain. They want to just see it get better. But I've enjoyed covering him. I've enjoyed getting to know him a little bit. Sometimes he can't get out of his own way with some social media posts or this and that. But he's an emotional guy, and that's the last thing I want to do as a reporter is take the emotion out of the game. And I want these guys to be themselves as much as possible.
Dave, I spent some time in Philly. That's kind of strange. You said that they don't like people to complain when they complain a lot themselves now.
Yeah, that's their job.
I mean, they complain a lot.
I mean, they were booing the defending Super Bowl champ at home like last month. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it deserving booze.
The offense looked terrible. Like, I get it, but if the Burgundy and Gold ever win another Super Bowl, you're not going to hear a boo for 5 years. And success breeds more success. Like, I can wrap my head around all of it. Specific to this week, the line is almost a touchdown, and Washington's the home team. I think it's at 6.5 now. Seems kind of stabilized there. To me, Washington with Mariota is going to move the ball. Unfortunately, there's been a pretty consistent turnover problems when Mariota's at QB. He said himself after the game, he's like, yeah, man, I just make this one bonehead play per game. Mm-hmm. I got to stop it. And in my head, I'm like, he said the quiet part out loud. but Mariota's run good offense. Defensively, they're not very good. To me, though, a lot of this game hinges on what version of the Eagles' offense shows up.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, I spend time each week looking at matchups for the game, and kind of recently it's been Eagles against themselves. You know, like, what version of that team, what version of that offense shows up? If we look at the actual game, I think the one thing that I have my antenna up for is Mariota as a rusher. You know, like, him off schedule, scrambling, that's something the Eagles haven't been great with this year. They've given up big chunks. You talked about Justin Herbert in that Monday night game. I mean, that was their offense in the second half, and overtime was just hope he doesn't get hurt and let him run around and create a little bit. So Jackson Dart got them earlier in the year. Patrick Mahomes got them back in week two. So that's something that I have my radar up for, is just to see how they deal with the scrambling. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. The Eagles are the better team. But that hasn't stopped them from losing before. So it's really about what kind of team are they? Did they actually learn something from the Raiders game? It's a weird time in Philly right now because they just won 31-0. But, if they beat a team that is mentally in Cancun already, so how much stock do you really put in it? And we'll find out. I think we'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that Raiders team is terrible. We will find out Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. Do you see the Week 18 game, and this is probably more of a selfish question than anything, do you see a path to that being anything but Sunday 1 o'clock?
You're just trying to plan your offseason. I mean, there might be something for the Eagles to play for.
Seeding,
yeah. Now, there's a lot that goes into it, but if there's something for them to play for seeding-wise, they'll line those games up. They'll start them at the same time. So it'll kind of depend on where they put those other games. But, yeah, let's all just hope for a Sunday 1 o'clock there, because this Eagles have played every day of the week this year, and it's kind of driving me nuts.
I think Washington has, too. We've had a Sunday, a Monday, a Thursday, and now we get a Saturday.
We got a Friday.
Oh, yeah, you had the Black Friday game.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Week 18, it's hard to think that, like, Seahawks, Niners, I mean, there are big games that week. I think it'll be Bears, Lions that week, Colts, Texans, Chargers, Broncos. Like, I can't imagine Commanders, Eagles being one that really matters, but that's why they play the games. We'll find out. Yeah. Dave.
That we will.
This is extremely inside baseball, but Joey Sabat is now, I don't know if you know this, dude, but they started simulcasting me and B. Mitch's the radio show on Monumental Sports Network down here, the old NBC Sports Washington. So Joey Sabat is now our producer for the television portion, and he told me to tell you hello.
Well, hello, Joey. This is very inside baseball, but it's nice
just
to hear
briefly,
from Joey.
When you worked with Joey in Houston, how
was
nut,
he weird?
How
when you
nuts was he then? Because he's nuts now.
Oh man, we're talking like 15 years ago. He wasn't weird. He was a nice fella, nice guy.
Well, he's weird now. Just so I let you know.
Thank you, Davey. We'll see you Saturday, buddy.
All right, fellas, take care.
All right, Dave, take care, bro.
Davey Z, Dave Zangaro, does a terrific job covering the Eagles. Check out the Eagle Eye podcast with Dave and Ruben Frank up there. You can check out his work at NBC Sports Philly. D Zangaro, NBCS. When we return to the program, how do the Commanders beat the Eagles? Let's figure out a game plan here. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.